This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall. Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
We won, they're clapping.
Of course.
That works.
Well, let's start with that, Coach. You go on the road and you get a big win, 44-10 all the way in Perry. You knock Westfield to 1-7 on the season. More importantly, you take that region win from them. Talk about your team's effort.
I thought the effort was really good. I thought the kids played hard pretty much the whole game. I thought we overcame a lot of adversity in the first half, something that we kind of talked about in the pregame. Going to have to battle through adversity, and I thought the kids did a good job of it. We made a couple turnovers, had a lot of penalties early on that kind of put us behind the chains and caught back some big plays, but the kids just kept battling through it and, you know, took the adjustments at half, what we did a little bit at the half, and kind of ran away with the game in the second half.
Well, before we get to the second half, I want to talk a little bit about what you said to your team going into the football game. It was a must-get game for the Knights. Let's make no mistake about that. So what did you say to your players before the game started about the urgency of that game?
Well, I told them that I thought that the Friday before, we just didn't respond in the second half the way I wanted us to, and that we were going to have to come out here, and we were on the road. Probably weren't going to get any calls. I think I was about spot on that. And that we were going to have to battle through all of that, and we're going to get some big plays, and they're going to call them back. We're going to have to go out and make another big play, and that was kind of the pregame speech, was how we're going to respond to adversity and how we're going to get through it. And we had a bunch of guys nicked up, beat up, three or four starters out, and talked to the guys that were in. You got to go play. It doesn't matter who's out there. They're going to make us play the game. And so we had to battle through all of that. And I thought the kids did a really good job of keeping their head and going through there and playing really, really well.
Coach, talk a little bit about some of those calls that you feel you didn't go your way, because I heard there were some really interesting calls that were made in that football game.
Well, there were some just kind of ghost flags thrown there at one point in time on plays that didn't kind of, that shouldn't have had. We had one that was a face mask they called on us. We ran a touchdown, their guy tore our guy's helmet off, but yet we got penalized for it. So I'm still trying to figure that one out. And then, we had some personal foul penalties called where guys didn't even touch anybody. When I go back and watch the film, they were just kind of standing in the middle of the field, nowhere near anybody. And I asked them during the game, I was like, did you say something? And they're like, Coach, there was nobody even saying anything to. I was like, did you say something to the referee? And like, no, didn't even see him. So we had a couple crazy penalties here and there, We had one that was a block in the back where the kid just kind of ran and turned his back into us, and we just kind of shielded him off and never ran for a 55-yard touchdown, so that got called back. But it was kind of made after the fact when he saw Denver was going to score. He didn't turn around and threw the flag. So there were a few of those. We're going to hold the flag until we see what happens, and then when it happens, they pull the flag out. So, but I thought the kids, like I said, some teams, and maybe early on in the season, we would have probably got all upset and couldn't have refocused, but I thought our kids did a really good job of refocusing. I thought the coaches did a pretty good job of refocusing. I know everybody makes fun of me getting yanked by the belt loop, but I was just asking the referee. There was one where Tyler Devlin scored, and they actually met. I think I could have ate a peanut butter sandwich the entire time that they sat and talked about it and drank a Coke. And I knew we weren't going to get the call, but he had already crossed the plane, the goal line, and then the ball came out when he hit the ground. I'm like, and his body was in the end zone, so And then they gave them the ball on the 20-yard line. So I kind of knew where it was going, and they couldn't ever. One guy said, as we were walking off, I saw him get in with the ball. And the other guy goes, and the guy behind him on the other side of the field said, no, he was fumbling. And he goes, well, I saw the guy's ball, and saw the ball. And so I knew at that point we weren't getting the call. So it just was what it was, but I thought the kids responded. They didn't get all upset. Well, I probably got more upset than they did. They just played through it and did a good job. And that's one thing we talked about before the game, and they handled it really well.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And then you guys come out in the second half.
Yeah, we made a few adjustments at the half up front. We were having a hard time picking up the blitz, and so we weren't passing it off. So we had to go over some assignments with the O-line up front. Once we started doing that, and then I got them figured out when they were going to blitz, we were able to screen them. And we hit a couple big screen plays for, I think, one was 40 yards, one was 35, one was 25, 30 yards on another one. So we kind of timed up their screen. When they were blitzing us, I was able to get a screen. So we did a good job there. And then in the fourth quarter, I think we just wore them. We beat them up in the fourth quarter. We ran the football in the fourth quarter like I want us to run for four quarters. And I thought the kids did a good job in the fourth quarter running the ball. O-line dominated them up front. And, of course, our defense just played really, really well. I think they snapped the ball 46 times, had 133 yards, and one play was 67 of that. So, you know, I thought the defense did a really good job. I think they ran the ball 26 times for 27 yards, so they averaged about a little over 1 yard a carry. So when you can do that, you kind of make a team one-dimensional, and I thought our guys did a really good job right now of playing on defense.
And so this also presents you another opportunity to rest some kids.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about some of the kids that might have gotten some experience inside the game. I know you're dealing with a limited roster of what you have, but a game like that kind of gets away from the other team, you do have a chance to play some kids in some different spots.
Yeah, we put everybody rolled in Friday night and played snaps. And we were rolling guys out, and you know, of course, we had three or four starters not there, so their backups were rolling in. I thought Evan did a good job. Evan Matoso came in, he had a sack. John Phillips Fires played really well. He kind of went to a defensive lineman position. He had been playing outside linebacker. We put him down at defensive end to limit him in space. And he played really good off the edge. I mean, he's 6'2", about 180, but he's got those go-go gadget arms and can get around the edge, and he's hard to block. So I thought John Phillips did a good job there, being thrown into the position that he had to. And we're going to continue to do a few things. We changed up the defense a little bit last week, went from a three-man front to a four-man front, and mixed it up. So we're going to continue to do that this week. And I thought the kids did a good job acclimating to it and playing. So I was pretty excited about that.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location from Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Austin Nissan. Coach, right before we went to break, I just kind of want to touch on it before we move into this week's game. You mentioned you're going to change up your front. Tell us about why you're doing that.
I want to get a little more pressure up front on the quarterback. I felt like we didn't get enough pressure against Pinewood, and so we went to a four-man front to get a little more pressure. And we were limited, really, at our linebacking position going into last week on how many we had. So we went to a four-man front to make it a little bit simpler at times, and we've just kind of repped two different defenses, a 4-3 look and a 3-4 look all week. So I think the kids have done a good job with that, and they'll continue to get better and better at it. So it just mixes it up for teams that's trying to go up there and get you in one formation and think you're going to be lined up one way. We give you a different look, and then we can bring people from different angles. So kids have done a good job with it. So we've executed it really well.
All right, so now upcoming this week, coming off your first region win of the year, you get the Trinity Christian Crusaders. They are 2-4 on the season and 0-1 in the region. Their one loss came to Westfield.
Yeah.
Who is Westfield's only win of the year.
Right.
How good is this football team?
They're not bad. They actually missed a couple opportunities against Westfield. They hit a guy in the end zone right at the end of the game, and he dropped it in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. So they could have very well won against Westfield. It could have went either way. The thing is, you just got to come out and take control of the game. You can't give anybody hope. You know, teams that are struggling, you can't give them a hope, any hope. You go out and take control early on, and most of the time, teams that have that have struggled a little bit, they figure out a way to just go ahead and put the tent pegs in and call it a night. And I think we let Westfield have a little bit of hope, and they played us pretty hard for a half, and then we kind of took over the second half. And so we got to go out this Friday and take care of business. We're going to be at Trinity. We're going to be in another adverse location. So we're going to face some adversity there. I think we've got a good scheme. You know, we've added a few wrinkles here and there on offense, and defensively I think the kids will get after it. And just got to eliminate the big play and go play hard and do what we do.
Frederica must be paying you by mileage this season because all the travel that you guys have put in, goodness gracious.
Yeah, we have put in some travel. We went 5.5 hours. We still got another 4-hour trip. Got a 3-hour trip to Dublin. We went 3.5 last week. We put in some traveling. I can't say that we're not well traveled. We know how to travel and go play. So that may pay off for us in the playoffs, you know, if we have to go on the road and play some. So we're still hoping we can pull out the region championship though and get that taken care of so we can play at home all the way through the playoffs. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, we'll touch on that in the next segment. Now, Trinity Christian, what exactly do you expect them to do offensively, or what type of defense are they going to throw at you?
Man, we've watched them, and I've watched 6 game films on them. I've probably watched about 9 hours of film. They're going to give us a 5-man front at times and bring people, and then they're going to give us a 4-man front and bring people. They're going to try to pressure us a lot to get the ball out of our hands early, quick. We've got a few things for that, but offensively, they like to run the double wing. They like to get the ball on the perimeter. If I'm a team going against us, I try to attack us a little bit through the air. We've shown that we've been vulnerable in the air, and so they've got a good quarterback, they've got a good receiver, so we got to play really good on the back end, and we focused on it a lot this week, playing really well on the back end and talking and communicating, and so we'll continue to do that tomorrow. We got a little bit earlier practice, got a little pre-practice for the DBs tomorrow, so we're going to communicate a little bit better to make sure we've got all our coverages right. But I think they're going to come out with a double wing. They've got, I think, the fastest guy in Giesa on their wide receiver, so they're going to try to get him the ball. He's a playmaker, and quarterback's really talented. He can run and throw, so those two guys, we got to limit those two guys, and if we take care of those two guys, I think we can pretty much harness them on defense, and then on offense, we just got to go execute play. They're going to give us a bunch of different fronts and bring people from everywhere, probably a couple cheerleaders and an assistant coach every now and then. We just got to be ready to pick it up and get the ball off.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Coach, one thing that I've noticed is the play of what, you know, you were kind of talking about in the break about how often teams are blitzing you guys because they, you know, they see on paper you guys have a freshman quarterback, oh, let's blitz him. But, man, he's played really well and made them pay for the most part of doing that.
Yeah, he's going to stay in the pocket. And the thing with Tyler is he can buy some time with his feet because he's athletic. He can get outside the pocket and he buys time. And I give our receivers credit. This past week they did a good job on the scramble drill. That break back and we connected on a couple passes. But, you know, we're going to try to get it out quick this week and do some things to slow that blitz down. And I think he's done a good job. I think the offensive line's done a great job. And, of course, if we can run the football with Deke and Denver and Mikhail and Kyle and all those guys up inside and pound on them a little bit early, and then it'll open up the vertical passing game for us, and we can hit on a couple shots downfield because they're going to try to play a lot of man-to-man. So we're going to be prepared for that, and I think we can get some matchups one-on-one that are good for us. They're going to try to guard some running backs with linebackers, and let's just say their linebackers ain't as fast as our linebackers, so we're going to get the ball out, throw the ball around a little bit.
That stable of running backs, Coach, that you have, and just one after the other, I mean, it's kind of a good game plan to have and a good weapon to have. Wear down a defense, get in the fourth quarter, and those guys don't want any part of tackling the running backs coming out of the backfield.
No. By the time you've had to hit Deke about three times, you've probably about decided you don't want to tackle him, period, whether it's first quarter or the fourth quarter. And then Denver, if you don't get him on the first, right within the first 2 or 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, he could take it to the house. And Kyle does a really good job of planting his foot and getting downhill. He hits it quick, and then DeKale's kind of another battering ram up in there that he don't care to just run over you and pound on you. So those four guys have really been just doing a really good job for us inside. And so, you know, we don't have the biggest offensive line, but they do a pretty good job of getting on blocks, and they're athletic, so they can move pretty quick. And if they get in the way and somebody runs up in there and it's one-on-one, I'll take our guy with that other guy just about any time of the week.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, when you talk about the kids that you have and the kids that you had coming back from last year that have now become leaders of this team, and now you're heading into region play, do you lean on those kids a little bit more that are now seniors and upperclassmen, can kind of push the other kids that might not be as familiar with region play as some of the other older kids?
Funny you ask that. Yes, Deke in Denver, right before we got ready to go on the road, I pulled those two aside and said, listen, I think it was last Tuesday, and, you know, yeah, we're going to lean on those seniors and those juniors that have been in this, you know, they've been in the trenches. They understand what it's like to go out there and battle in the region and get yourself set up for the playoffs. So you lean on those guys a lot. And, you know, last year we played a number of kids, so all of our kids are a little bit used to it. You know, we had to throw freshmen in there last year, and we had to throw sophomores in there. So those guys are now sophomores and juniors, you know, and so they've done a good job. I think right now, you know, for us, it's like you were saying earlier about the region. Our guys, it's a game. You know, they just go out and they play, and they do a really good job. They don't get too hyped over one or not, but I can tell you right now, if we take care of business this Friday night at Trinity, there'll be some folks hyped for the Milledgeville trip, and then there'll be some folks really hyped at St. Simon's when we play Bullock, if Bullock beats Pinewood. My heart will be racing, their heart will be racing, and we'll just let chips fall as it may on that final game if we're both playing for that region championship that night.
St. Simon's always welcomes Bullock Academy with open arms.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship. We love to hate them, so that's about the way it works with us.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget. Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment.
For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802, Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
All right, Coach, so you get your first win, your first region win
of the year. You're now 1-1
in the region.
And so you're going into your region play with the loss to Pinewood, Bullock still on the calendar, and Pinewood and Bullock playing Friday night. I'm assuming, despite that we're not best friends with Bullock Academy, that we're still rooting for them to win against Pinewood?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's about as, we need them to win. We need them to win for us, to benefit us, is what we need.
Pinewood is 1-0 in the region, Bullock is 1-0, Frederica is 1-1, Trinity is 0-1, and Westfield is 1-2. So if Bullock is capable of beating Pinewood, then it creates a situation to down the road where Frederica, Bullock, and Pinewood could get into a three-way tiebreaker for first place. That's what you're shooting for.
Yes. If they win Friday night, if Bullock beats Pinewood and then we beat Trinity, then we'll be playing for first, second, or third when we play Bullock at home on that last game, because that puts us in a situation to have a share of the region championship.
Yep. More than just to share the region championship, it changes seedings heading into the playoffs. You could very well enter that tiebreaker and come out with a number one seed, have home field throughout the playoffs, or get the three seed and trek it to the road for pretty much the entirety of the playoffs.
Yeah, we would be on the road the entire time. So we could, you know, that's going to be the thing is number of points. If we pull off the win at the end, you get the number of points, looks how many you gave up, and then it goes back to head-to-head. You got all these scenarios you got to go through. So we just got to take care of beating Trinity. And then, you know, we got an off week, try to get everybody healed up. Then we got to travel to John Millage. I'm sure that'll be a fun road trip. I bet they're excited to see us come into town. And then, you know, we got to take care of our business at home right there against Bullock, put ourselves in a situation to create a three-way tie. And hopefully we win the tiebreaker and we're the region champs.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, with all the years that you've won this region consistently back to back to back now, do you talk to your kids about the importance of continuing the tradition of winning this region, which of course is affectionately known with teams that are in the region? My mind's terrible. With the teams that are in the region affectionately known as the Frederica region.
It's our region for a reason. We've been winning it. And Yeah, I think, you know, we've stressed the importance of winning a region championship, a state championship every year. I think we built that caliber of a program where we're always in the conversation every year at the beginning. And so, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been in the consideration of being a top four team in the GISA and the region, being the region champs, like I said, back to back to back, and then got a chance again to win it this year and put ourselves in that position. So, yeah, you know, it's something that we always kind of focus on. We want to win championships, you know. But at the same time, we have to get ourselves prepared to go out and take care of everything up to that point. I think the kids have done a pretty good job of that. You know, we had that one. You know, I still feel like we should have beat Pinewood, but we didn't play good in the second half. So that's where we're at. Now we got to go recover what we lost and get it taken care of. And I think the kids can do that.
And I think that your team did a really good job of not allowing the Pinewood loss to carry over into the next football game and get beat twice by the same team.
Yeah, you know, I think that was big. They didn't let it carry over, and you know, and they responded to the adversity. And so, you know, we're to the next week, and you know, now with Trinity, I feel like we can go up there and take care of that. We get some momentum on our side, and then get going for those last two games of the season, which, you know, it's going to be a bruiser. We're going to be playing the number one team in Gisa with John Millage, and I'd say if Bullock beats Pinewood, they're going to be right there in the top two or three or four. So that's the way it's going to be. So, you know, I go back to my Ric Flair days. You know, you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. So, so that's the way it's got to be.
Coach, in the event that you get yourself into that tiebreaker, things go your way, can you even imagine the environment that it's going to be on St. Simon's? I like to say in the Bloody Marsh, other folks say under the oaks, whatever. But can you imagine the environment over on St. Simon's, Bullock and Frederica playing for at least a share of the region championship?
It'll be rocking. I think there'll be a ton of people out. You know, there's no love lost between us. You know, and it's kind of been that way in the last few years. It's kind of been between us and Bullock. So, and we've been fortunate enough to come out on top, and we'll be, you know, right there in the middle of it again. And if we've got it set up, if they beat Pinewood and they end up winning, coming in the Friday night against us, and we went out too, then it'll be interesting. I tell you, I think it'll be a packed house, and there'll be a pretty electric environment. So we'll be ready to go.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out and ask Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. For George Tyndall sitting in, I'm Jason Bishop signing off.